This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Campfire Cafe. I'm your host, Gary Holt, in Nashville, Tennessee, and joining me is the lovely Bobby Jean Bell in sunny Santa Clarita, California. Hi, Bobby Jean.
Good morning, Gary. What are you wearing this morning to keep warm? I know you've got sub-zero temps.
Oh, it has really been cold here in Nashville. We were down to -15 in some areas with a wind chill last night. And so, I'm just all cozy here in my layered up stuff and ready for a great show. You've got really miserable weather out in Santa Clarita, don't you?
Well, let's see. It's just another sunny, boring day out here. You know, I think it's going to be in the 80s. I've got the hummingbirds now, of course, in our backyard, enjoying all the blooming honeysuckle and, you know, all the blooming flowers that I know on the East Coast would only be in greenhouses right now.
Oh, gosh. Well, we'll get through this cold and snowy weather because we're just about a month away from spring, so we're looking forward to that. But we do have a great show, and let us tell our audience who we have joining us today.
Oh, I'm so delighted that we will start off the show with New Mexican award-winning singer-songwriter Jim Jones. And I've got to know Jim a little bit over the years, and he will be with us again this year at the Buckaroo Bookshop at the Santa Clarita Cowboy Festival. And he and Kristen Harris will be kicking off our festivities that week, April 15th, with a fabulous concert. And we just love Jim. He tells it like it was, is, and will be in the great American West. And we look forward to hearing more from him. And he's premiering, Gary, some tracks from a brand new CD. We are the first, and our great listeners are the first to get to hear these today.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. That's pretty exciting.
That is really exciting.
It is exciting, and it's great. And we also have Roger Mills with Wind River Outfitters of Indiana that's going to be joining us as our guest in the second half of the show. So we have a great show today, and we're looking forward to that. We remind folks that the Campfire Cafe is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store. You'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that love the equestrian and Western lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So if you're back here in the East, grab a pot of coffee. If you're back out on the West Coast, get your little cup of tea and sit back and take a deep seat and join us. We'll be right back to talk with Jim Jones. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Gonna ride this trail, ride it straight and true. And I hope at the end of the day this trail takes me home to you. 'Cause we all need a home we can ride back to. When the sun's going down and you're tired and your day is through, I could use a good horse to carry my load. 'Cause we all need a little bit of help sometimes just to get on down that road. I'm gonna treat him good, I'm gonna treat him kind, I'm gonna treat him like I'd wanna be treated if the load was mine. When the cold wind blows and the thunder rolls and the dust devils swirl like the end of the world, and you're scared down in your soul, you're gonna need a good friend right next to you. Together you can weather any storm, you can make it and some friends riding by your side.
Good trail, good horse, good friends makes a mighty good ride. When the cold wind blows and the thunder rolls and the dust devils swirl like the end of the world and you're scared down in your soul, you're gonna need some good friends riding next to you. Together you can weather any storm. Have a horse and some friends riding by your side. Good trail, good horse, good friends makes a mighty good ride.
Well, that is a good ride from Jim Jones' new CD, Race with the Wind. And Jim, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much, Gary. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you, and I hope that you don't tell me it's 85 in New Mexico today.
No, it's pretty cold here. It's almost, it's just a little below 70. So.
Okay, well, that's coffee weather. That's coffee weather. Yeah. California at 85, you probably need your tea, but back a little further
no
east,
tea for
coffee
me.
Is good. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, Bobby Jean, I have been waiting for a couple of days for this great introduction. So,
the pressure is pretty tremendous. Well, as I said before, I have just the pleasure of knowing Jim over the last few years, and he is a native Texan, and he'll tell you, you know, once you're Texan all the way, but currently living in New Mexico, considers himself a student of the West, and he lives and sings and writes about cowboys and horses and cattle rustlers and such. And he really looks to enlarge that story and make great connections that make that story relevant to us today. You might not know this about Jim. He graces the cover of the newest edition of the Western Music Association's wonderful magazine. He's a cover man, sharing the cover with Kristen Harris, because I would like you to welcome, Jim, the Western Association Music Association 2014 Male Performer of the Year, which is an amazing accomplishment, to our show. Welcome, Jim Jones.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, Jim, I was worried for a minute about that cover man thing until she said Kristen was on the cover with you, so that's okay.
Well, and there's a caption at the bottom in fine print that says Beauty and the Beast, so it's okay.
Oh, gosh.
Jim has a great sense of humor.
Well, he does, and I could not get Doug Figgs to tell me anything bad about you to bring up on the show, so we'll just go from there.
Yeah, because he knows that I know where he lives. But I will say this on that song you just played, the harmony that you heard in the verses and then also in the chorus. That was Doug Figgs, because we do a lot of music together. So,
well, that's pretty cool.
And Kristen was on that too, right?
She was playing that song, playing the bass on that song. That's right.
Yeah, playing stand up bass. Yeah, how fun. Well, we are thrilled to have you with us today, and I really like that song. I just am enjoying all the tracks that you sent us. This CD is really going to go places, Jim. We're very excited for you.
Well, I'm excited about it. It's about as good as I think I can do, so I hope you like it, because it won't get much better than this, I don't think. So.
Gary,
well,
do you have a question to start us off with?
I do. We got to visit a little bit the last couple of days, and Jim's a very interesting fellow, the more that I talked with him. Not only are you a singer-songwriter, but you're also an author, and it was interesting. Tell us a little bit about how you got started in Western music, because I know that you started in college, I believe you said, playing. But tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started.
Well, it's sort of fits and starts, I guess. I mean, I grew up in the time when Roy Rogers was my hero, and I never missed an episode, and and I think I mentioned to you the other day, that my mother grew up in South Texas and was good friends with a girl whose father was one of the foremen on the King Ranch. And so she spent a lot of time riding on the King Ranch and told me all about that when I was a little kid. So I've always loved, you know, the cowboy life and that sort of deal. And then I got, and I love music, and I mean, I love everything from the Beatles to the Sons of the Pioneers and everything in between. And then when I started playing music, I was in Austin, Texas, where some of the great songwriters in the world were just kind of breaking out. People like Michael
right.
Martin Murphy and Guy Clark, Townes Van Zandt, and folks like that. And they just, you know, I mean, I just felt inspired by all that. And so I just started making music, and I was playing, I tell people I play both kinds, country and Western, and, you know, I always had songs about the West in my repertoire, and then probably about 12 years ago now, I just decided to get out of being in a bar band. I just sick to death of it, and ended up getting connected with folks in the Western Music Association, and really just made that my main focus. So,
was your first exposure to those folks at the WMA Awards deal?
No, actually, I knew a couple of guys, Rick Huff and Joe Baker, who have been DJs and played Western music for years, and I knew them through a variety of associations, and they're the ones that, well, in fact, they did bring me, they said I needed to go to the Academy of Western Artists Convention and the Western Music Association. So that's kind of how they sucked me into it, those devils.
Gotcha. Well, now you spent some time doing that, and when did you decide to make your real focus on this as a career? Because I know that you had, well, did you tell me you were a sociopath?
Social worker.
Yeah. Social worker, not a sociopath, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you told me you weren't going to bring that stuff up, Jerry.
I was. But when did you start to decide? When did you decide to make this your full time career path?
Well, you know, my wife would tell you that it's always been my full time career path, and that I've always had two full time jobs, because I really have. You know, I've tried to pursue music in a professional manner and in every sense of the word all throughout the time that I've been playing since I was in college. And so, but I was finally in a position, we got our daughter graduated from college, and bless her heart, she makes her own way these days, and we don't have to give her much money. And so we're finally in a position where I could give up my other full-time job and really focus on the music and the writing books. So that's just in the last couple of years where we were in a position where I could do that.
All right. Well, you're doing a great job with your music. I'll tell you what, you've received so many different awards, and of course, being the 2014 WMA Male Entertainer of the Year is just a real highlight. We're going to get in a lot of your music, and we want to share this new CD with folks. We're going to go to a song right now called "She Left Anyway." And can you tell us a little bit about how this song was written?
Well, yeah, I can. It's kind of funny. It's got a Nashville connection. Back in the late 90s, the band that I was in, we cut an album in Nashville, and we worked with a great, great engineer producer, Bob Bullock, who's still there, and we're still friends. But he and his girlfriend at the time produced our album, and they did a great job, and they were wonderful people. But we sort of sensed something was wrong, and then after the album was done and I was back in New Mexico, I was talking with him on the phone, and he told me that they had broken up. And he said, we talked all night, and she cried when she left, but she left anyway. Now, a compassionate, good friend would say, oh, I'm so sorry, can I help? But I'm a songwriter, so I said, did you say that again? Because I'm trying to write that down. And so I've had that line in my head for years, and oddly enough, I was in Chugwater, Wyoming last summer, and kind of got the rest of the story, because I wanted to make it a cowboy song, and it turns out it's about a rodeo cowboy. But it all kind of came together in a funny sort of way, so.
All right. Well,
so be careful what you say around songwriters.
I'm telling you. Well, let's listen to this one. It's She Left Anyway, and this is from the soon-to-be-released Race with the Wind. And we're talking with Jim Jones on Equestrian Legacy Radio.
She said these Iowa flats, they stretch out as far as you can see. Then they drop off towards Nebraska, to Scott's Bluff in the east. She said a man could make a living running cattle, planting wheat. Would it be that hard you staying here with me? She said I'll always love you, but I can't keep holding on. You're sitting here today, but in the morning you'll be gone. You come and you go with your rodeo, with your crazy traveling life. And me, well, I'm the one who pays the price. She said you don't want to choose, 'cause you don't want to lose. You just want to have it both ways. We talked all night till the sun came up, till there was nothing more to say. Then she cried when she left, but she left anyway. He said that old Wyoming sunset, it's sure a sight to see. The light and colors paint the hills from here to Laramie. He said I'd be safe and warm if I had her here to hold. Instead I'm sitting here alone and cold. He said in the end she wasn't angry, in the end she didn't yet. In the end she said it broke her heart to see me going through this hell. In the end she said she knew that I could make it on my own. In the end I knew she wasn't coming home. When she said you don't want to cheat, 'cause you don't want to lose, but you don't get to have it both ways. We talked all night till the sun came up, till there was nothing more to say. Then she cried when she left, but she left anyway. Till the sun came up, till there was nothing more to say. Then she cried when she left. Oh, but she left anyway.
Anyway, from the CD, Race with the Wind, and I hope Bob got over that relationship, but he sure left you with a great song.
He did. I think he's moved on and burned some other bridges between now and then.
Oh, gosh. Well, where do your ideas come from for the music that you write?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the two songs you've played so far were those things where it just sort of pops out of nowhere. On Good Ride, I was actually driving from New Mexico to Texas, and I was headed south on a state road, 285, I think it is. And I was looking ahead of me as the sun came up, and, man, that road just went on. I could see for so many miles, and I'm thinking, wow, this is a straight road. I'm going to stay on this road. I like this. And somehow it just popped out, this whole notion of staying on a path and having a good ride and what it takes and, you know, how you treat other people and how in the context of the cowboy.
we're kind of losing Jim there for a second.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Well,
that's
yeah,
just
you're,
a bit.
You're good. You're good. You're good now. You're good now.
Okay.
Can I ask you, I'd like to talk a little bit about the one we just did, Jim. That's so wonderful. She left anyway. I think you mentioned just now that it was about Rodeo Cowboy and making that decision. And, you know, when I listen to it, I could imagine that it's, you know, two folks in a Manhattan apartment dwelling, and one has gotten a great job taking him to the West Coast and is going, and the other isn't. You know, that it's some of what is a, what I love about your music, especially pieces like this, is they're totally relatable. They could be, we could be thinking about two people in the 1850s. One wants to go to the gold fields and one doesn't. We could be looking at a long distance relationship, you know, in the 1970s or the 1990s or today, that it's very relatable. And I hear that as I listen to the CDs, the tracks so far that you've shared with us. Can you kind of expand on that a little bit, your sensibility about Western music and developing an audience for your music?
Well, that's, you know, that is a lot of the way I think about it, is that I think I try to use sort of Western and cowboy life experiences, but in a way that, that you can sort of expand from that and say, you know, I'm not a rodeo cowboy, but I've been in a situation where I've been faced with a choice, and my partner's been faced with a choice, and sometimes you have to make tough choices. And everybody, you know, whether they've ever ridden a horse or not, you know, has had to make some tough choices. And so, you know, I think it's Western music, especially contemporary Western music, with some of the great writers like Dave Stamey and Junie Fisher and other folks, you know, they write songs in kind of in the genre of Western music, but there's stuff in there that almost anybody who's just a human being can relate to. And I just wish more people would get to hear it. I really appreciate you guys putting it out there, because I think there's a lot there for people that maybe they don't know about. But I think if they discover what we're doing, you know, I think we could become much more popular than we already are. So,
well, it's kind of like you and I were talking the other day. Good music is good music, whatever
right.
the whatever tag that you put on it, whether it's Western or country or some of the popular songs that are done. If it's good music and has a good story to it, people just need to be exposed to that and say, gosh, this is great stuff. This is
mm-hmm.
great stuff.
Yeah, and I think part of what makes good music good is that it is, there's something in there that people can relate to, that they can go, oh, you know, I've been there. I know. Thanks for saying it for me, because I hadn't been able to put it into words, but that's exactly how I felt or whatever. So,
when you are putting together a new album, mm-hmm. what's the process that you go through as far as the song selection?
Well, this one was a little different in that I was working with my good friend, who is a wonderful songwriter and has his own great album out, Randy Houston, and we put together a bunch of new songs and also a few songs that I'd recorded previously. And Randy just said, you know, we're going to come up with the best 12 songs. And in fact, we ended up coming up with 13 because we couldn't figure out what to cut. And he really pushed me on that. And he said, you know, there's some songs, that the song Long May You Ride that you may get to this morning is an older song, but he said, that's one of your best songs, and people who haven't heard you need to hear that song. So we just kind of came up with the best songs that we could, and that was kind of the process. So.
Well, we're going to play as many of these songs as we can during the time that we have, and right now we want to go to one called On the Wings of the Wind. And mm-hmm. is there a story that goes along with this one?
Real short one. I have a friend, and I was concerned about his health problems and worried about his mortality, my mortality, and everything, and I wanted to write a song about it, and then I actually stole the phrase from Craig Johnson, who writes the Longmire books, as it became that great series. And one of his characters made that statement about so-and-so had gone on the wings of the wind, which is, as I understand it, from the Cheyenne Native American tribe, a phrase. And so kind of grew out of that.
Okay, well, let's listen to that, and we're going to come back and talk more with Jim and Bobby, and we remind folks that you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
This drought weighs heavy as he hunts for his prey. His wings, they shimmer in the sun. No rabbit, no field mouse, they've all gone away. How will he feed his young? The flames bloom crimson as the wildfire spreads. The smoke, it billows and cascades. Dry wind fans the sparks, fills his heart with dread. Fire demon roaring his way. So he lets loose his war eagle cry to the gods in the sky. He will never give up, he will never give in. And he floats on the wings of the wind. He soars on the wings of the wind. He drifts and he dies as he flies to survive. He rides on the wings of the wind.
Bobby, I know you had something that you wanted to bring up.
Well, that song is, you know, also having the Native American influence there. I heard a little flute playing. Is that right? Did I hear some Native American flute in that piece, Jim?
You did.
Yeah. Yep. And, of course, this song also connects to a landscape as well. And I know on past CDs and such, you are a powerful writer with the pen and with in songwriting about our natural landscape. You had another award-winning song that was called Texas Burnin', and you write a lot about our environment. Can you just make a comment or two about that in your music?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about that as I was listening to it, because, and I have a couple of songs that have the word wind in the title in this CD, but, you know, the wind is ever-present in the West, and it's a factor, just like the lack of rain and fire and all those things. They're the challenges that you have to contend with, because they're just there. And I think they're the things that make you stronger. So to me, that's there's so much material, you know, to draw upon from.
Well,
the landscape.
I think that's another piece that makes the music very relatable, because no matter where you live, you know what wind is. I live here in the Santa Cruz Valley. I have wind every day. we should have another name. We should be like the Windy Valley, you know. And so no matter where you are, you understand what aridness is, or what, fire can be as scary to somebody in an 1860s Western town as it is today, when it roars through California and through downtown, you know, through Brooklyn. I mean, fire is devastating, and it has there is also naturalness to it that is somewhat out of our control, of course.
Right.
All of
yeah.
these things are out of our control. I know the next piece that we're going to do, I think Gary has planned, is Race with the Wind, since we're talking on this subject. But on Race with the Wind, you co-wrote with another good friend of ours. You co-wrote with Bruce Huntington. Can you tell us a little bit about that songwriting process?
Well, yeah, Bruce is, even though he's from California, he's really a great guy. And we've written a number of songs together, and he'll throw an idea at me and a few lyrics and maybe a little bit of a melody, and then I'll just take it and kind of start adding stuff to it, and we go back and forth, and we've actually never written a song all the way through sitting face to face. We do it mostly over email, and then we tighten it up when our paths do cross. But it's just a great experience when you co-write with somebody. You really have to have mutual respect and challenge each other and say, wait a minute, you know, that could be better. And got all that going with Bruce, so it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and I know that you both have been nominated in the past for WMA Songwriter of the Year accolades, and he shares the cover of the WMA magazine with you as well, and wrote a fascinating article in the current issue. And with his new band, Sidewinder, they will be another performance this year on the SCBTV Presents Out West Concert Series. So really exciting to see that you had this track with Bruce. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about this piece? And then, Gary, you can just play it.
All righty.
Just play it. It's hopefully it's self-explanatory.
Right. Well, and this is one that I really like, because it has a little bit of that Spanish flavor to it that we appreciate so much as well. So let's listen to the Race with the Wind, and that is the title cut from the latest CD that Jim has released, called Race with the Wind.
In the quiet of the morning, los que niños silently gather. At the stables, the new day has begun. Today they track the mustangs for Captain Richard King. They saddle their caballos. They ride out with the dawn. Through Mesquite and Chaparral, they press on through the morning to Amargosa Creek, where the wild horses roam. There they'll gather those wild mustangs for the Runnin' W brand. They cut out the finest ones, they bring those beauties home. From the high ground, there's a herd of wild mustangs. They're coming hard as hell.
CD by the same title, and I see a song of the year.
That'd be great.
Yeah, I see that too. I see songwriter of the year. I see a lot of things.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is just a great CD, and again, I appreciate so much you allowing us to premiere this today on the Campfire Cafe. And when will this be available, Jim, for purchase?
Did we lose Jim? Jim, hello?
Then we've kind of lost him there for just a second.
Well, I know that it is shipping right now. I actually have it up on the Outlast website under Jim Jones. You could just go to our search box at scvoutwest.com. I know he'll probably have it on jimjonesmusic.com, his website. And I know that his next place that he's going is next weekend, the Texas Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Alpine, Texas. And oh my goodness, what a wonderful lineup. That's February 27th and 28th. And on the Saturday night, he is playing with your and my favorites, R.W. Hampton, and Kristen Harris and Yvonne Hollenbeck and R.P. Smith. And that's a tremendous event. You can get all the information on that event at TexasCowboyPoetry.com. And this is an Alpine High School Band fundraiser. And guess what they're raising money for?
What?
They are raising money to play at Carnegie Hall.
Oh, wow. Well, Jim is back. Jim is back with us now.
Okay, so. Jim is back. Great.
Great time to drop a call.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm kind of concerned about Kristen. You know, she's going to be between two thorns, so it's a good thing there's a rose there with you and between you and RW. Golly.
So that's the absolute truth, that neither one of us would argue with that at all.
But,
Eli Barcy will be there with another great lineup on Friday night. So a great weekend.
Absolutely,
well, It sounds like it. Now, and do I understand this is the second oldest cowboy music and poetry gathering behind Elko?
It is. My understanding is that after the very first gathering in Elko, Joel Nelson was driving back because he attended. He's a great, great poet, and was having a discussion with someone and said, you know, we should do this. And so the next year, they did it in Alpine. So that they're the second oldest by 1 year.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is the 29th annual. And what did Elko just do, celebrate 30 years or 31 years? Jim, you were just there.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, put that on your calendar, and again, be sure and pick up the CD because it is really, really great, and I wish we'd had time to share more of the music from that, but we're not finished. We're going to play a little bit more of your music in the second half of the show, even though you won't be with us. But, Jim,
well,
it's been a pleasure to have you on the show, and give hugs to Kristen and a howdy and to RW when you're out there. For that event.
I'll do it. Yeah, I think if I gave RW a hug, he'd be a little bit put off. So I will do it. He's not a real hugging kind of guy.
Gosh. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to hug RW either, so that's all right. But anyway.
I would.
Yeah, we'll leave that to you and Lisa.
There you go. Good plan.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, we'll see you in April here at in Santa Clarita. Can't wait. Counting the days.
Well, looking forward to it. And thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, Jim, look forward to it, and we're going to close this segment out with Long May You Ride, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Roger Mills of Wind River Outfitters. And, Jim, thanks again. We remind folks you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. And as RW would say, adios, my friend.
It quits. They added up the dollars on the bottom line, and they said it no longer made sense. What do you do when you're a cowboy trapped in a time you don't fit? Where do you go when there's no rope to throw? And nobody's out riding fence. Long may you ride. Hang on to your cowboy pride. We'll sing to your glory. May the West never die. Long tales. How can you shine a light on the cowboy way of life if you've never even ridden a trail. Who's gonna hang on to their memories? Cherish all the legends of the West when nobody needs your dying. Long may you ride and hang on to your cowboy pride. We'll sing to your glory, may the West never die. Long may you ride, long may you ride, long.
Going from New Mexico to Indiana, and we want to welcome Roger Mills to the show. Roger, how are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me, Gary. Appreciate it.
Well, glad to have you with us. And Bobby is out in Santa Clarita, and she's on the line with us as well.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
Hey, is your weather any better than it is down here in Tennessee?
I'll tell you what, Gary, it's probably 3 degrees here, so I don't know what you guys are
going.
It is cold. Very cold.
Well, if you're east of the Mississippi, I think we all are sharing some of this cold weather and snow and ice. But we're happy to have you with us, and we're going to have a lot of fun talking about Wind River Outfitters. And you're quite an interesting fella. You've had quite an experience and background with horses and the West. Why don't you start out by telling us a little bit, Roger, about your background, and then we'll talk about how Wind River got started.
All right. Well, first, I want to say that your previous guest was extremely talented. Gary loved his music. It was my kind of music. Sounded really good. But I had horses growing up. Been around horses most of my life, and at one point lived in the West, lived in the state of Colorado, and was able to work on horseback for money to get paid. So worked for an old-time cowboy out there in western Colorado. He owned an outfitting company, and we guided elk hunters up into the high country. It was a total horseback outfit. We packed everything in on mules and horses. And when we weren't hunting, we were doing camp duties, you know, working on horseback, packing things to camp, packing in hay. We packed in probably 300 bales per season.
Wow.
For hunting season. 2 bales on each mule. We took in probably 18, 20 mules at a time. So we packed in 300 bales, 40 bales at a time.
Wow.
Over a period of probably a month. But a lot of horseback work. And then prior to the hunting season, the ranchers ran cattle up into the high country. So they had to have those cattle out by the time hunting season started. So we joined in with the other cowboys, local cowboys, gathering the cattle, moving them down out of the high country, actually drove them through the city of Colburn, Colorado, to a holding pen. And then from there, the ranchers sorted out their cattle, and then, of course, took them to their to the winter range. But they ran all their cattle together. They were branded. So once we gathered everything, got them down to the holding pens, and they were sorted and moved. So it was a good job. I don't consider it a job. I would have done it without pay. got to ride in this beautiful country that you've ever seen. It was amazing.
It's pretty neat when you get paid for doing something you love doing, so that's pretty cool. But
that's exactly right.
Yeah, but you also spent some time up in Alaska, I think you were telling me.
I did. The gentleman I worked for in Colorado soon retired. You know, he was an older gentleman. He retired and sold his business. So I came back to Indiana, got restless, and took a job in Alaska. And what we did in Alaska, it was horseback guiding, no hunting, horseback guiding. What we did in Alaska, we took the tourists that came up on Princess Cruise Lines, we took them horseback riding. So I was on horseback every day, three times a day, 7 days a week. And,
oh, wow.
I could have had a day off, but I enjoyed meeting people, enjoyed riding some of the most beautiful country you've ever seen. And if I did take a day off, I'd grab a horse and go for a ride. So, and there again, something I would have done without being paid. But they were paying me to do it. Got to meet a lot of interesting people. Guided tourists from all over the country. We guided tourists that couldn't even speak English. We'd get them mounted up on a trolley and take them riding. And fantastic experience. Loved every minute of it.
Well, now how did that translate into Wind River Outfitters?
Well, you know, for years, Gary, I've been a Civil War reenactor, and we reenacted some of the Civil War battles that were fought, mainly the ones in Kentucky, although there were no battles fought in Indiana. John Hunt Morgan came up through Indiana and raided throughout southern Indiana. We reenacted those raids. I was a Confederate cavalryman, and which didn't pay, but it was fun. It was a hobby for me. Yeah, it was a hobby for me. But, in my group, our reenactor group, I was a camp cook. I cooked for everybody. It's something I love to do. And we were horseback at all these events. We got to ride horses, shoot guns. We raided towns, even though it was make-believe. It was still fun. We slept out under the stars. We cooked from an open fire. And from there, I also got into Wild West reenacting and train robbing. We did train robberies for charity, which was fun. We got to use real guns, real horses, and we took people's money. And
for charity, just like Jesse James.
They knew up front they were going to be robbed. And it was basically a donation to Crusade for Children, which was
what a great idea. You know, we're always looking for fundraising ideas out here for the California chapter or the Western Music Association, and I think you just gave me a good one.
Hey, okay, well, I want pictures of you on a horseback riding, robbing trains. Bobby.
Yeah, there you go. But it's a great way to raise money, and basically you're putting on a show. The only problem with it that the children think we're real, and when the shooting starts, some of the young kids they have a hard time with that, and
sure.
So we had to kind of tone it down a little bit, but we tried to put on a good show. And the boys actually went on board the train with guns and took money from people, which was a donation to charity, you know.
Yeah.
And, it was a great way to help charity. It was fun for us. The Kentucky Railway Museum does a great job of putting this on. And so that was, you know, that was fun. And then we did some bank robberies in another group I was in. We did bank robberies. We robbed stagecoaches. We did several Wild West in the area.
Yeah.
So, you know, I wanted to do something as a part-time business starting out. We started out part-time. I wanted to do something that would bring the West and the cowboy lifestyle to Indiana. I didn't want to leave here. I'd been to Colorado, been to Alaska. And we wanted to do something that people would enjoy, and I wanted to bring a Western experience here to Indiana. So we started Wind River Outfitters, and we started doing, we built a frontier style cowboy camp in a secluded area and property adjoining the Hoosier National Forest, which is a huge area in Indiana for trail riding. And we built a camp. We called it Lost Cabin Pass because there is an old log cabin there that We had no idea it was even there. We found this place on the map. So we call it Lost Cabin Pass, and we do pack trips, overnight pack trips to our camp. We pack people in on pack horses, take their overnight bags and their sleeping bags, and we take them to our camp. We cook for them. We entertain them with cowboy music, cowboy poetry, and we encourage them to unplug, unwind, and step back in time and get out of the rat race.
Well, you're leading us into our next little break, Roger, as you're talking about bringing the West back here to the East. And we're going to play a song by Joni Harms called Let's Put the Western Back in the Country. And when we come back, we're going to talk more with Roger about Wind River Outfitters and what you can see and experience when you come and visit them. And again, you're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Country, and that's kind of what you're doing up there in Indiana, isn't it, Roger?
We're trying. Yes, we are.
Well, tell us a little bit about what people can experience when they come and participate in one of your events.
Well, what we do, Gary, we pack whenever they show up at the site. We get them packed up on pack horses. All their and all you need really is a sleeping bag and an overnight bag, your essentials. We get them packed up on a pack horse, and we put them on a, if you don't have a horse, we put you on a gentle trail horse. And then we take a ride to our camp, which we have a couple different locations we ride from. One is a three-hour trip. One is a 45-minute trip. We ride to camp, and then when we get to camp, we get everybody unpacked, and we have 10x12 canvas wall tents. They all have wood floors, wood walls. They're authentic canvas tents. They're the Civil War type tents. And then they're outfitted with cots. They have cots in them and nightstand. We have no electricity, so you're definitely unplugged. Your cell phones probably will not work.
That's a relief. How wonderful to be unwired, you know, really to be unwired.
We encourage people to just leave their, you know, we have a cell phone for emergencies, but we encourage people to leave their cell phones and or at least have them off. We have no electricity. Everything is lit with kerosene lanterns and candle lanterns. We do have running water. We have a pole corral for the horses. We have high lines for the horses. We have four 10x12 wall tents with wooden floors, cots, and then we have two authentic covered wagons with beds and wagons. You can choose from a wagon or a wall tent. And the wagons, the beds we have in the wagons are extremely authentic. They're bale straw.
Oh, wow.
So when you get there, we cut the bale, cut the strings on the straw. We fluff off the bed. It's about a foot, 14 inches thick. We cover it with a clean canvas, and then you just kick your bedroll out on the straw. And it's a similar bed that you would have slept on in, say, 1870, 1880.
Oh, wow.
Fresh straw. And then, like I say, the tents have cots. And all the food is cooked on a wood fire. I do the cooking out of a chuck wagon. We have an authentic chuck wagon. And I do the cooking. And one of the things, Gary, when we started this venture, one of our goals was to have above-average food, food that people probably wouldn't expect at a cowboy camp. And I'm not particularly talking gourmet, but we either do steak. We do a ribeye steak, which is probably the most popular. I do quail. We do a tequila lime marinated quail.
Oh, wow.
We do Cornish hen with like a rosemary ginger rub on a Cornish hen, which is real.
I'm hungry.
Then we do trout or salmon on a cedar plank. And then we have all we have.
You know, if I can just jump in for a second, you have a Facebook page, Roger, that I have just located, and you have fabulous photographs of past events. And so while you're describing all of this, I'm enjoying looking at photographs, and I, you know, I sign me up.
Roger, we love to have you. But and then we do sides. We do like carrots with bourbon sauce, and all this stuff is made from scratch. I try not to do anything that's – we try to do everything from scratch on the wood fire. And there's an endless supply of cowboy coffee, obviously. We do desserts. We do everything's in the Dutch oven, the desserts in the Dutch oven. We do peach cobbler, bread pudding, pineapple upside-down cake, grilled peaches, which are really good. And then the bread, I cheat on the bread. I have an Amish friend that makes bread, and she usually bakes me a few loaves of bread, and we use fresh homemade Amish bread. But I do make a butter for the bread. We take a really high quality butter and add cilantro and lime. So we make a cilantro lime butter for the fresh bread, and it's really good. Got a lot of compliments on the butter.
Mm-hmm.
But and then we always do a nice salad. And so after supper, after we have supper, and again, Gary, we have no schedule. We just, you know, we want to get away from scheduling. We don't want to watch the clock. So it's the laid back atmosphere. We have supper, and then about the edge of dark, we put the dessert in the Dutch oven, and we got the fire going, and then we start the cowboy poetry, storytelling, and the music. And we usually have a couple hours of cowboy music, cowboy stories. And my partner, Danny Berry, is a very talented cowboy poet and storyteller. And Danny does some of his poetry from horseback around the campfire.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite an experience. I don't know if you've heard the poem, The Nighthawk.
Yes.
Nighthawk, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Danny does the Nighthawk on horseback, mounted at dark around the campfire. And,
oh, wow.
Several times we've had groups up there, and he's reciting the Nighthawk, and the coyotes cut loose in the background.
Oh, how cool. That is cool.
Yeah,
I can tell that Bobby Jean is ready to make her reservation. So.
I just want the food. I'd like to be unplugged, and I'd like to experience that food. That's the thing, and that great entertainment in the evening. Boy, that's what gets me going.
You know, listen, we wanted above-average food, above-average entertainment. Unique accommodations that you normally wouldn't find. And genuine, authentic hospitality. We just, you know, we try to be who we are. We try to do what we do. And we have as much fun as our clients. I enjoy it. I enjoy the cooking. I enjoy the poetry. I enjoy the music, the horses. I enjoy as much as anybody that shows up. And we just want to share. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, remind me if I'm looking at your Facebook page, and I'm having such a great time looking at all these photos. I might have zoned out for a moment here. Tell me, do you offer year-round, Roger, or is this seasonal? Tell us a little bit about, you know, when you offer these wonderful experiences.
It is seasonal. We usually start in April, mid-April, and then we
coming
go
up
to the last of October, depending on the weather in November. Sometimes into the first week of November, but here in Indiana, you never know what the weather's going to be like that time of year. So,
definitely
through October.
And Bobby, while you're looking at the Facebook page, Roger's the one that kind of looks like Kix Brooks.
Got it.
I'd like to have his talent.
Gosh, he'd probably like to be doing what you're doing. You know, that sounds like a great thing. Hey, let's tell folks kind of pinpoint where you are in Indiana, so folks would know where you are.
The city of Bloomington, Indiana, is where Indiana University is located. Bloomington is out south, a little bit west of Indianapolis, and we are about 20 miles south of Bloomington, Indiana.
Okay,
We're in the edge of the Hoosier National Forest. All the riding is on the Hoosier National Forest, all the riding that we do. So, beautiful country. South Central Indiana is absolutely beautiful.
What kind of trails are there? Are they trails that people of any riding level could enjoy?
Yes, yes. We have brought children to our camp on horseback. And we have brought elderly people to our camp on horseback. It's rolling hills. I would say they're moderate. Yeah, trail system.
Okay.
Anybody can ride the area that we ride. Yeah.
Well, and
Have you ever hooked up at all with the Idlejorg Museum right there in Indianapolis? At all? Done any partnerships with them?
You know, I have not. That's probably one of the premier museums this side of Mississippi, I think.
I have a great friend on staff there, and so anytime, you know, I think Indianapolis, of course, we think of the 500, but I always think of the Idlejorg. I have a great contact there. I'll send you his name.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are unaware that is in Indianapolis.
Yeah, absolutely, and you're right, world class, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Western and Native American Museum, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Gary, we've had people come ride with us. We've had a group of ladies. There were four ladies. They wanted a private trip. They didn't want to go. We can take up to 10, and anywhere from 4 to 10 people. We had a group of ladies that came ride with us one time, and they just wanted them four, no more. And my wife, when they booked the trip, my wife's like, "Do you need me to come help you?" I said, "Well, if I need you, honey, I'll call." Now, these ladies were all married. But anyways, when we went to pick them up with the pack horses, they wanted to know if we could pack wine on our pack horses. And I said, well, yeah, we pack wine. So we packed up their wine and all their belongings. And once we got on the trail, we began to talk with them, get to know them. These were a group of women that rode together. They had actually traveled the world, and they had ridden in different countries. One of them was a doctor. One was an artist. One owned a dressage riding school, and one owned a bed and breakfast for horse people, equine bed and breakfast.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't just ladies from down the street. You know, these women had traveled the world and ridden in Spain, Ireland, Hawaii, and different places. And so, you know, we got to camp, we got settled in, we did what we do, and they were a fun group of clients, and we had a great time. We made our way into the cantina. We have a cantina called the Wild Rose Cantina. Has a wooden floor and a whiskey barrel bar. We made our way into the cantina that evening, and we were teaching them the cowboy waltz, the old-fashioned cowboy waltz. And we have a battery-powered CD player, and we have some acoustic recordings, waltz music of the old cowboy waltz. And so they were a little tipsy. We had a great time. And the next day when we were getting packed up to take them back to the starting point, they told us, and I don't know if it was just the wine talking or if they were serious, but they said it was one of the best trips they'd ever been on.
And oh, wow.
The fact that we were unplugged and laid back, no schedule, didn't have to do anything by the clock. And that's the thing that we try to, keep in focus is people live by schedules. People live by the clock. People got to be here. They got to be there. They got to do this. They got to do that. And when they come right with us, we try to just get with the flow and relax, slow down. And I guarantee when you come to Lost Cabin Pass, you will hear coyotes, you will hear hoot owls, you will hear whippoorwills. It's just part of the night sound that you hear. And one lady that came and rode with us, she was listening to the whippoorwill. She had tears in her eyes, and she said, you know, I haven't heard that sound since I was a child.
Oh, wow.
And, I said, ma'am, you've been in the city too long. But and we've had people tell us that they've got their batteries recharged. And one lady shared with me, she said it was a healing experience for her because she was I think she was an ER nurse maybe, or she was in a medical profession. But just to get away, no phone ringing, no beeper going off, no place to be. She did not want to leave. She did not want to leave.
Oh, wow.
So we hear that a lot.
Yeah, well, so, it's a cool experience. And, you know, I know Bobby's already saying, I wish I could be there, at least for the food. But but now we're going to do a plug right now. And Bobby, you can come and experience some of their cooking because Roger and Danny are going to be at the second annual Equestrian Legacy Radio National Trail Ride to benefit the Funeral Murphy Foundation, June 4th through the 6th at the Circle E Guest Ranch, just halfway between Nashville and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so they're going to be providing chuck wagon cooking. They're going to be doing some cowboy music and poetry. And this event is taking place to raise money to help kids with brittle bone disease. And we're going to have two nights of concerts with Michael Martin Murphy and Templeton Thompson and Stephanie Lane and the Sawdust Brothers. Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association National Championship is going to be going on. We're going to have a cowboy up ball. We have a vendor row there for people to shop and cowboy church and a whole lot more. And so if you want to come experience Roger's cooking, you can come do that June 4th through the 6th at the Circle E Guest Ranch. And you can find out more at our website at equestrianlegacy.net. And so we're excited about you guys coming down and participating in this thing, Roger.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We appreciate the invite.
Well, we look forward to that, and we want to let folks know, now you have a website that you're working on, but right now people can connect with you on Facebook at Wind River Outfitters of Indiana, and you'll enjoy the photographs just like Bobby's been doing. during the show. And is there a phone number where they can reach you?
We do. Gary, I'm going to leave you two phone numbers.
Okay.
The first is 812, area code 812-820-6171. And then the second number is 812-595-6824.
Okay. All right. So, and the one that I can see right now because it's on my screen is 812-820-6171. And and probably the easiest way for people to remember to be able to get in touch with you is through Facebook at Wind River Outfitters of Indiana. And gee, Roger, I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us on the show and share information about what you guys are doing. And just a great getaway, a great time to unplug, unwind, and experience the outdoors and do it on horseback. With great entertainment and, as Bobby already knows, great food. So we look forward to doing that.
And Bobby, come right with us. I've got a special horse for you. His name's Time Bomb. He's a great traveler.
Time Bomb.
He'll take care of
I need one of those quarter horses, you know, one of those horses in front of the drugstore that you put the quarter in, you know. That's the kind of horse I ride.
We got a little mare named Cupcake for you. She'll do a good job for you.
Oh, that sounds like me.
Well, Roger, so much fun, and again, appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And we've been talking with Roger Mills of Wind River Outfitters of Indiana. Check him out on Facebook. And again, one more time, the phone number is 812-820-6171. And you can check our Facebook, you can check our website, equestrianlegacy.net, because as soon as Roger gets me those photographs, we're going to have his information up and a way to connect with him on Facebook there as well. So, Roger, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Gary. Thank you, Bobby.
All right. And we will be right back to talk more with Bobby right after this.
I want to saddle my horse in the darkness, ride out in the morning dew. I want to breathe some air that's never been breathed. I want to drink the wine of freedom, toast the good ones that we knew. I want to count a million stars and think of you. Want to see one more hometown rodeo, or his hat's off for the flag. We'll cheer that bucking horse in the wild ride. I want to shoot a hole in my TV set and let the silence ring on through. I want to count a million stars and think of you. Don't tell me that the West is dead and gone. My poor heart can't stand to hear that sad old song. If you're saying that you missed it all, I'm betting that you're wrong. Don't tell me it's dead and gone. Wanna see one more Charlie Russell print in some old sale barn cafe, where the old men over coffee tell their tales. I want to ride out with a wagon, smell the scent of springtime sage. I want the wind at my back on down the trail. Want to see suntan, cowgirl cheeks, and long braids neath the hats. Want to hear the summer rain on the roof at a country dance. Then we'll ride out our raging storm till the light comes shining through. And then I count a million stars and think of you. Don't tell me that the West is dead and gone. My poor heart can't stand to hear that sad old song. If you're saying that you missed her all, I'm betting that you're wrong. Don't tell me
tell me the West is dead and gone, and it really isn't. You just have to know where to find it today. And so whether you're out in California or you're in Indiana or whether you're anywhere in between, the West is alive and well, isn't it, Bobby?
Absolutely. And let's not forget that our international listeners, and we know we've got them, Gary.
Yeah.
It's so alive for many of our musician friends that live in Europe, like next March 12th, we'll have Clint Bradley with us. And boy, the West is so alive for him. And that's one of the beauties of the show is we're broadcasting to the world, and the West lives in the imaginations and hearts of people all around this planet. And it is one of the things that brings us all together. So,
well, it really does. It really does. This has been a fun show. Jim is just a great guy. Just a great guy. And music is great, and what a thrill to be able to premiere his new CD, Race with the Wind. And and then Roger was a ton of fun to talk with. Did you know you could eat like that out?
You took our lunch. I mean, I'm going to go have lunch now, and I just want all that food and that wine. And that's a California lunch, you know.
That's California lunch. That's right. That's right.
Well, but anyway. Everybody that we played to today, all of the musicians, R.W. Hampton and Joni and Jim Jones and Bruce Huntington that co-wrote with Jim, they are all members of the Western Music Association. And for our listeners that want to know more about that great group or how to find musicians playing in their area, if I can just take a moment and send you to their website, westernmusic.org. Very simple a way to find performers even in your own state. You can search by state, and it's just a terrific organization, and all of the people we had on today are members of that group.
Well, it is a great group, and I'm looking forward to meeting Jim. I think he's going to be back in Nashville in March. We didn't talk about that any. He's got a gig that he's doing down in Georgia, so he's going to be here for several days. Eli's going to be here in April.
So house concert at Gary's place, right?
If we don't have ice and snow by April, we'll be in good shape. But anyway, a lot of fun, some great talent, and so we just appreciate our worldwide audience for tuning in every week and listening to our programs. And tell us who we've got joining us next Thursday.
Well, next Thursday, we have a member of the Texas Western Swing Hall of Fame, and she lives in your neck of the woods when she's in town. Carolyn Martin joins us. She was a longtime member of the Time Jumpers performance group there. They play regularly, I think, in Nashville. She's got a ton of CDs out. She's an award-winning performer, and there's nothing like having Carolyn in the house. We'll be cooking with Carolyn next Thursday.
Well, I am looking forward to that show with Carolyn. She is a super, super talented lady, and so we look forward to having her on the show. We will have Templeton Thompson joining Belinda this Sunday on Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale, and Templeton is another Nashville girl that just is tremendously talented, and so we're looking forward to that show. And then next Tuesday on Saddle Up America, we're going to Montana to visit with an outfitter there, one of our show sponsors for Saddle Up America. And so that's going to be a great show next Tuesday. And then we've added a show on Saturdays called Saddle Up Saturday. So be sure and tune in on Saturday mornings for that. And that airs about 8 o'clock to give people plenty of time on Saturday morning to start listening to that show. So just a lot of stuff going on. And how are your Out West concert series? Who's coming up next Out West?
A week from tonight, we premiere a new energetic hot bluegrass group called Hot October. And then next month, of course, March, we have international singer-songwriter who lives in our community, Katie Moffitt, doing a one-woman show of original music that all ties to Western history. And then in April, Kristen Harris and Jim Jones. So that's what we got coming up.
All right. So a lot of opportunity to hear some great music. to visit some great riding destinations and just to learn more about what's going on in Western music and with your horses on Equestrian Legacy Radio. So a lot of fun, Bobby. I'm jealous of your weather. You know, I may have to migrate to California next winter.
Well, you could be a snowbird and come out here for part of the year, you know.
I could. You got a room in your garage. You just get ready. Here I come.
We'll find one for you, Gary.
Okay. Well, listen, we want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. We remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle, to get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. And we'll close this show today with another great song from Jim Jones, and this is Flow Rivers Flow. And Bobby, we'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you next Thursday.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
I rode across the Great Plains, saw bison roaming free. Clouds of dust filled the air till I could hardly breathe. I came to a river, saw her peaceful waters flow. I drank my fill, soothed my soul, and onward I did go. Flow, rivers, flow, on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters wherever you may go, from Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico, may you cross this land forever. Flow, rivers, flow. Now I have been a hunter, and I have worked this land. I've roamed the west from Yellowstone on down to the Big Bend. I know the forests and the meadows, they draw their life from me. The fox, the deer, the grizzly bear, the snake and eagle too. Flow, rivers, flow, on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters wherever you may go. Montana to Mexico, may you cross this land forever. Flow, rivers, flow. I have seen your rivers, felt the cold spray in my hair, heard the rivers speak in whispers, a soft and gentle prayer. And I have seen the waters rise, felt the rapids rage as they flow across this western land, o'er the mountains and the sage. Flow, rivers, flow, on your long, graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters everywhere you go, from Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico. May you cross this land forever. Flow, rivers, flow. We bless the gift of water, the lifeblood of this land. We leave it to our children, we hope they understand. We know everything must change, all life comes to an end. We bless you on your journey, may the river be your friend. Flow, rivers, flow, on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters everywhere you go, from Texas to Colorado, Montana to Mexico. May you cross this land forever. Flow, rivers, flow, rivers, flow, on your long and graceful journey, bringing life and healing waters wherever you may go, across this land forever. Flow, rivers flow. May you cross this land forever.